For today's lesson, we discuss the spirit of poorness. This is part one of a two-part lesson. Now, in Matthew 5, verse 3, it states, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, did you know when we keep the testimonies of Christ, we're actually entering into a binding covenant and an agreement with him? It's true. There are seven testimonies of Christ, and each begin with the word blessed and end with a promise that God will give us if we obey. Now, the word blessed should not be taken lightly, but it often is in this world, isn't it? But to be blessed is to be made holy, is to be sanctified, and is to be consecrated. So when we keep the testimonies, we become holy in the eyes of God. And one day we will receive the promise that he has offered unto us. The spirit of poorness is the very first testimony that God stated during his Sermon on the Mount. This isn't an accident. Have you ever wondered why it was the first testimony? We'll learn more about that as we delve into this topic. Now, in simple terms, we describe the spirit of poorness as the ability to share. This is true, and it's important to understand. This is how we first teach our children about the testimony. Little ones can easily understand that it pleases God to share food, toys, or other items. Now, as adults, we learn that the spirit of poorness is not only sharing of material items, but also of our time and of our love. For example, giving alms into various organizations in the forms of clothing, food, or money, or volunteering your time. You see, Christ does not want us to be selfish or self-centered. He doesn't possess these traits. It goes against his spirit. But the world teaches the very opposite. The popular ideology is every man for himself and to get what's yours. In fact, the poor are often hated and looked down upon. It's believed that their circumstances are their own doing. So why should they be helped? But Christ instructs us the opposite and very plainly in the scriptures. Now I'm going to read to you a scripture found in Matthew 25, 34 to 46. And it states this: "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto also them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." You see that there? When you show goodness unto others, it's like you're showing goodness unto Christ. But when you show evil unto others, it's like you're showing evil unto Christ. Now, this is a part of the first and second great commandments, which I'm going to read in Matthew 22, 37 to 40. It says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So the kindness that we show to others is a part of brotherly love, and that is a part of the second great commandment. Now, the first and second great commandments summarize the Ten Commandments, the testimonies, and all that is the law. In fact, did you know that the testimonies and commandments are closely interrelated? You can't have one without the other, or keep one and not the other. It just doesn't work that way. James said it best in James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So you can see sharing is very important, but it does not provide the entire scope of what this testimony is. We'll dig deeper into what the larger component of the spirit of poorness is in the second part of this lesson. But I appreciate you listening to me. This is Liz Tunstall. Thank you. And let God be magnified.